Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell us to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell us to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better,
what
do it right.
That
don't be worried about some Tuesdays. Don't be worried about some Tuesdays. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Welcome. 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 This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, March the 3rd, Tuesday 3-3-2015, 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic that's a little bit challenging for some. Today, we're talking about how to monetize ether. We're talking about how to monetize time, space, mass, or matter, how to monetize thin air, how to pull money out of thin air. That's a cookie blower. The void, how to pull money out of the void, out of space, out of thought, out of nothingness. The reason why this topic is so challenging is because when you think about it, what thoughts come to your head when I just mention the word? The hardest thing, brothers and sisters, is that when we talk about certain things that are outside of your disposition, your mindset, your belief system, it is very challenging to even fathom the thought. Deep down, people do not believe what they say they believe. So when we're talking about something as simple as money, something as simple as this strange idea of creating stuff that we can use to exchange it for stuff, everything seems impossible until it is done. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So how do you create money out of thin air? How do you monetize ether? You know, when I talk about this and when I mention this, when I talk about it with my clients and stuff, the first thing that comes up into a person's mind is the ideal is very troublesome. Just the thought causes some serious cognitive dissonance. Most people cannot even think that it is possible to create. The mere fact of thinking that way galvanizes and it also paralyzes the mindset. So people's minds are frozen when you mention the fact of the potential to monetize ether or an ideal. And the reason why this is what it is because we come from an environment where we have been taught that we must visually work with our hands to get things done. Now, that is true. That's one way of doing things. But what I want to propose to you today is for you to think outside of the box. So when I'm working with my clients, one of the hardest things to do is to clearly define the thing that you love to do, the thing that you spend all day, every day thinking about. So if we could really wrap our brain around ether, thought, the void, space, nothingness, what we are talking about is the thing that supports and supplies the energy, if you will, for our everyday life. The problem with that, brothers and sisters, just the mere thought of that paralyzes you. I know because I used to be in the same position. The hardest thing, my brothers and sisters, besides getting clarity of purpose, besides aligning your passion with who you truly are, besides finding a target market, besides finding your niche and aligning yourself with your niche, assigning your skill set with your niche set, before you can do any of that, before you can tailor or narrow down your product, service, or information so that way you are an avatar for your passion. Before you can be an avatar for your product, service, information, before you can embody, before you can be a deity of your passion or your purpose, before any of that can ever happen, brothers and sisters, before you start writing a blueprint or your marketing plan, before you write down your business plan, before you create this ideal by which you're going to go out and make a lot of money or change the world, before you do any of that, brothers and sisters, we have a serious problem that we have to address. The problem that we have to address is that you are paralyzed. And the reason that you are paralyzed, especially African Americans, that we are paralyzed, and anybody that we're talking economics, not race, we know that there's a lot of people that's in the same economic condition regardless of their race or skin color. Poor people won't even entertain the idea of creating wealth. The act of ideal, just the thought of it, scares us. Goals, gaze, scope, the ideals that you have are too small. Now, brothers and sisters, I do this every day, and this, let me tell you my story. So when I needed money, and I've done this 23 times, sometimes I go, when I look at my bank account, and the bank account doesn't have the money that I need for the object or the goal that I'm trying to achieve. Sometimes I can't borrow money from my family or friends. Sometimes I don't have the credit or the credit cards by which to go out and purchase the item that I want to purchase. Sometimes I can't get a loan. Sometimes I don't have no rich friends. I don't have no rich relatives. Sometimes I've exhausted all means by which to develop or to bring in revenue. Sometimes I get frustrated and lonely because I cannot find, at least in my departmentalized brain, the ability to have the funds to go out and get what I want. Now, I posted on Facebook earlier today, what do you think of the person who's walking through the desert with no water? What do you think he's thinking about? Now, let me ask you the question. You're walking through the desert, and you have no water. The sun is beating down on your back. You're thirsty, and you're hungry, and you're in the middle of the desert, and there's no shade. What are you thinking about when you're walking through the desert and there is no water? Whatever the answer to that question is, that's the secret to creating, pulling money out of thin air. Let me say that again. Now, we're going to break it down a little further here. You know, again, I got 30 minutes to drop this nugget in your lap. When you're living or when you're walking through the desert and there is no water, what are you thinking about? No matter what you do, you are always thinking about how the hell am I going to get water. Now, let me be crystal clear. When you're walking through the desert and there is no water, are you thinking about getting out of the desert? Sure. But are you thinking about that more than you're thinking about water? When you're walking through the desert, are you thinking about shade? Sure. But are you thinking about that more than you're thinking about water? When you're walking through the desert, are you thinking about, you know, the sweat that's rolling down your brow or wiping it off, the flies that's swinging around your head? When you're walking through the desert and you have no water, there's a lot of things that are on your mind, but the most important thing, the most pressing thing, the thing that never leaves, it is there 24/7, 365, is water. You are consumed with water. That's how you monetize thin air. Now, what does that mean, brothers and sisters? Because I don't understand, because I talk to a lot of people. I have a lot of clients. I engage with people all day, every day. Just this week, 2 days ago, well, before I tell you my miracle, how I created $15,000 out of thin air. What's the difference between me and you? Nothing. No matter what you are doing, you should always be thinking, how am I going to get blank? See, are you thinking about all the people who you need to give water to when you need water? If you are walking through the desert and the sun is beating down on your back, are you thinking about giving water to somebody else? That's what everybody tell you. Everybody tell you to find a need and fill it. That's not how you create wealth out of thin air, brothers. That's not how you create wealth out of thin air, sisters. Now, if you have wealth, that's a different story. But I'm talking about if you don't have it. If you don't have money in the bank account. Now, remember the premise. Remember the premise. Now, if you're in the desert and you got water, are you thinking about water when you're in the desert? When you're in the desert, you got a gallon of water. You ain't thinking about water until you run out of water. When you're in the desert and you have water, you're thinking about shade. You're looking for a tree. So creating wealth is addressing the most immediate need in your life, not somebody else's. You want to teach me how to swim, and you can't swim yourself. You see, brothers and sisters, how to monetize ether. Ether is your subconscious. It's your subliminal mind. How do you monetize the subliminal mind is just like I just said for the first 15 minutes. So I've been explaining for 15 minutes how to monetize ether thin air. And everybody listening to this show, your brain will not allow you to even entertain what I just said. So I've been talking for 15 minutes. While you've been thinking about objections to what I've just said. That's how poor people's brain works. Now, let me tell you my personal experience with the millionaires that I hung out with. See, brothers and sisters, this is really important. Millionaires think differently than poor people. You see, the biggest obstacle to creating money out of thin air, to creating money out of the ether, to creating money, is using your own mind. It is your mind that is the problem. So you need your mind to create, but your mind is preventing you from creating because your mind has already believed and absorbed the thought that what I am proposing to you is impossible. Everything is impossible until it is done. Everything is impossible until it is done. Dreams don't get you very far in life. What you do while you're dreaming get you there. Reading doesn't get you very far in life. What you think while you read gets you far in life. It is the subconscious, it is the subliminal mind that controls wealth. Every rich person I know knows this. Every poor person I know doesn't. See, the good news is that it is totally, absolutely, 100% up to you to change your subconscious belief system. The information I'm about to share with you here in the last 5 minutes is what I used to create $15,000 in the last Basically, it took me about 15 minutes. It took me about a week to come up with the idea, and it took me 15 minutes to implement it. $15,000 I pulled out of thin air. I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. Now, you can create the exact same in less than 7 days for yourself, regardless of the amount. But we got a problem, Houston. You see, stinking thinking is the problem. The first thing that you have to realize is that a rich person and a poor person approach the issue of creating money from two different perspectives. Let me say that again. Everybody listening to this show right now, this is your most pressing problem. As you're walking through the desert and you don't have no water, dessert is not the issue. Shoes, socks, clothing, shelter, none of that is the issue. When you're walking through the desert and the sun is beating on your back, the only thing that your brain should be oscillating on is water. So poor people, we have a problem because we don't think solution-oriented. That's how I was when I was poor. When I was poor, I could not see the angles. What do I mean? A poor person usually assumes that before I even get, like right now, I posted this, I let everybody know what I'm doing today. Be honest with yourself. When you read the title of the day's message, what did you think? Did you think it was some kind of scam? Did you think that, oh, man, what the hell is this dude? How to monetize thin air? How to monetize the ether? How to pull money out of thin air? Most people didn't even tune in to this today's show. Why? Poverty mindset. What does that mean? A poor person automatically assumes from the get-go that whatever I'm talking about or anybody else is talking about won't work. They automatically assume that it's going to be too difficult for them to implement. They automatically assume it's a scam, or they automatically assume it's not going to work. Their mind automatically goes to all the reasons why it cannot be done. Don't believe me? Go to the hood. Look yourself in the mirror and talk to yourself. See how many reasons, as I'm talking right now, how many reasons popped into your head why you cannot implement what I just said. So for the first 10, 15 minutes of what I've been talking about, how many thoughts came to your head of what you cannot do? Why it cannot be done? That's what's called poverty consciousness. Poverty consciousness always sees the glass half empty. Always, always, always. It never sees the glass half full. So a poor person automatically comes up with reasons why it can't work. Automatically. It's subconscious. You say, well, everybody knows it takes gas to run a car. But you tell a poor person, they will say, well, we don't have enough gas. The rich person says, well, I'm going to figure out how to get gas. See, poor people feel that they can't make money happen. So therefore, they can't. So thinking, poor people approach a financial problem different from rich people. Poor people says they, no matter what idea, you say, well, we can get a job. They say, well, you know what? I don't have no transportation. Oh, we can get transportation. I don't have insurance. Okay, we can get insurance. I don't have a driver's license. Okay, we take driving classes. They get driver's license. Okay, how am I going to get to the driving classes? A poor person will always comes up with the reasons why we can't implement what we're trying to do. But a rich person mind automatically goes in the opposite direction. A rich person, they are aware that not having money right now is just a momentary situation. It is not permanent. A poor person's situation is permanent. A rich person's situation is temporary. A poor person says, I can't do this ever. A rich person says, I can't do this for the next 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be back. I'm going to come up with a solution. A poor person says, I'm in this situation forever. A rich person says, I'm in this situation temporarily. Poor people think permanent. Rich people think temporarily. A poor person is not aware that this lack of finances is temporary. They think it's permanent. So since they think it's permanent, it becomes permanent. Rich people know that they can create money out of thin air. So their mind automatically goes to ways by which they are or can create that money. A rich person always knows there is a way, so their mind creates a way. A poor person always knows there is not a way, so their mind creates no way. Let me tell you the story about Virgin Atlantic. You heard of Richard Branson, right? Virgin Mobile and what's that cell phone company that he has? He has the Virgin. I know he has the Virgin Airlines, and I think it's called Virgin Mobile is the name of his company. Well, Richard Branson once needed, he was trying to raise $10 million way, way back in the day before he became a multi-billionaire. Every bank refused him. Now, this is a true story. So he sat down one day with all of his compadres and they're trying to come up with a way to raise $10 million for his airline company. Now, he had a few airlines, but he wanted his airlines all to have TVs in the back seat, or the, what they call the seat back. So that way, everybody could watch TV. Instead of looking on a one big monitor, everybody has their own little monitor in the back of every seat in front of them. So nobody would give him money for his airline. So what Richard Branson did is he went to Boeing, and he asked Boeing to build 12 new planes for him, and he didn't have no money. And Richard Branson told the executives of Boeing that he wanted 12 new planes, and he would allow them to build the new planes for him if they put televisions in the back seat or in the seats of every seat on every plane. Now, that had never been done before. Since the new idea had never been done before, no airline company in the world has a TV or had TVs in the back of every seat. Boeing's executives were so impressed with his ideal that they bankrolled $2.5 billion. Now, he only needed $10 million. They gave him $2.5 billion. So let me get this right. The company paid him and gave him 12 planes because he had one ideal. $2.5 billion. And it's a true story. So he needed 10 to fix up his, I think he had one or two airplanes. All he wanted to do originally was put TVs in his own planes. Boeing was so impressed that they wanted his ideal of how to put those TVs in their planes. So in exchange for them putting the planes and the TVs in the 12 planes that he wanted, they wanted his idea to put TVs in all of their planes. That one idea raised $2.5 billion. One idea. And you walking around talking about a light bill. They had this innovative idea, which is called seat-back televisions, that had never been introduced into the airline. So there's now the same way they have these little monitors in the headrest of, you know, like Escalades and Cadillacs and cars. Well, Richard Branson was the guy that came up with that idea for airplanes. Now, brothers and my sisters, so I just raised $15,000, right? I pulled $15,000 out of thin air. So how did I pull $15,000 out of thin air? You see, brothers and sisters, you are one ideal away from your goal. But the thing that's stopping you from achieving your ideal is thoughts. your thought specifically. See, there is a huge mismatch between your bank account balance and your brain's ability to think. Your bank account balance is affecting your brain's ability to think. Because you believe that your bank account balance is permanent and it's just temporary. So every thought that you have is based upon your current situation because you think that it's permanent. So your current situation is limiting your brain's ability to think. And so until you put this ideal that I'm getting ready, this is how I raised $15,000. Many, many years ago, I attended a live event. That live event that I attended was a Tom Vu seminar. I think Tom Vu, I went to Wade Kick, Cook, and I went to Larry Allen. If you don't know these guys, these were old guys back in the day when I was coming up who were big into the real estate game. Now, again, this is the secret of how I raised $15,000 and how you can do the same thing. Now, I went to a live seminar back in the 80s with Tom Vu, another gentleman by the name of Wade Cook. Now, I spent about, $600 to $800 to attend these live seminars in L.A. When I was at those seminars, I was surrounded by thousands of other people who's paid the same amount of money. But it wasn't the information that Tom Vu gave me, or Wade Cook, or Larry Allen, who has a book called Nothing Down Real Estate or No Money Down. What happened when I was in the environment, when I was physically in an environment where hundreds of people who was enthusiastic about creating wealth? That environment changed my life because I came from Podunk, Texas, where nobody had two nickels to rub together. I went into the military where everybody had a job, they were scraping by. Then I had another job and another job and another job. So the first time I was in an environment with 100 or hundreds of people, and they all had the same desire, and they all were making seven figures, and the people on the stage was making a lot of money, and everybody, something happened. That environment, that's called mass consciousness. So that mass consciousness, that vibe, that spirit infected me. And that raised my consciousness. Suddenly, everything that was big became real small. I went back and I started buying houses. I started buying cars. I started starting businesses. Everything changed because my problem now wasn't a problem. It changed my perspective. You got a perspective problem. That is why I started the Wealth Creation Mastermind Group. Because people are hanging around chickens. So if you are an eagle and you're hanging out with chickens, you don't never ever see an eagle. You will never fly because you don't know that you can fly. So you notice that chickens are always looking down. That's why chicken hawks can always, I was raised on a farm, and I used to watch, my grandmother used to put sheets on the line, and the sheets would flap in the wind. And I asked her why. She said it would scare off the chicken hawks. And I said, well, what was that? She said, the chickens, they are so busy looking down, pecking for food, that the hawks just come in and just take them off because the chicken never looks up. He's always looking down at crumbs on the ground instead of the danger that's in the air. When I was surrounded by millionaires, my problem or my goal of making $1,000 a week, when I started hanging out with people who was making $100,000 a week, my life changed. When you put yourself around other people who are doing what you want to do and better, your life will change. It's going to change your perspective. so that the problem that is really big is really small. When your problem becomes really small, you just step right over it. The moment that you change your perspective, your life changes. So the way that you pull energy, the way that you pull ether, the way that you pull time, space, matter, the way that you create wealth, my brothers and sisters, is to realize the difference between satisfaction and contentment. Do you know what the cause of poverty is? Poverty is the result of satisfaction. Satisfaction is the poor man's. Every poor person I know is satisfied. Every single one. I don't know one poor person that has not settled. Not one. Every poor person I meet, they are satisfied. They don't want to change. They're not seeking. They're not interested. They don't have a desire. They are satisfied. Now, there's a big difference between the word satisfied and the word content. I'm not talking about that. So satisfaction is the kiss of death. Satisfaction means fulfillment and gratification. Satisfaction, my brothers and sisters, means that you have. That means you're satisfied means that you're comfortable. No rich person that I've met has been comfortable. So being uncomfortable is the secret to wealth. So you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I tell this to my group all the time, and I don't know if they really get what I'm saying. So I purposely put myself in an uncomfortable environment. How? I advertise a book, and I ain't never wrote it. I get uncomfortable when orders come in. Those orders come in for a book I never wrote. Guess what I start doing? I'm up all night writing a book. Go figure. Why? I put myself in an uncomfortable environment. Let me tell you the secret to wealth, brothers and sisters. Please write this down. If you want something you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done. Please write that down. Please. Please. If you want something that you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done. If you want something that you've never had, you've got to do something that you've never done. You see, it is easy to keep doing what you've always been doing. So for me to create $15,000, I had to do something that I never did. So that's what I did. I sit down and I thought, man, okay, I've been writing books. I've been doing shows. I've been doing this all my life. I decided to do something I've never done. What did I decide to do? Create a pay-per-view session, charge a crazy amount of money, and deliver a crazy amount of information. I've never did that before. So I tried it, $15,000. In about 5 minutes. What if you, brothers and sisters, what if you decided right now, I'm going to do something I've never done in my life so that way I can have something I've never had in my life? But the only way you can do that, my brothers and sisters, is put yourself in an environment that allows you to think that way. Right now, you can't even think that way. Your brain will kill every ideal. Unless you put yourself in a wealth creation mastermind group. Everybody listening to this show, if you're not a member of my group, it costs $25 a month. If you can't come up with $25 a month, woo, you don't even want to know what I'm thinking. $25 a month. Why? Because that $25 a month will put you in an environment of other people. We meet once a week. You have access to me. I do one-on-one counseling once a month. If you need it more than that, depending on if you are for real, we'll do it. Do you know what it would be like if you could talk one-on-one, if you're a basketball player, with Michael Jordan? If you could talk one-on-one with Bill Gates, if you're into computers? If you could talk one-on-one with Warren Buffett, if you're into stocks and bonds? So I'm into online marketing. I'm into creating an online empire. Now, everybody knows I bring in about $5,000 a month online. Now, to some people, that's not a lot of money. To me, that's okay, but I'm getting ready to ramp it up. I need to go to the next level. So if that is something that you would like to do, then you need to email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Email, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Why? You have to change your perspective. How do you do it? Put yourself in an environment with other people who have a changed perspective. You know the best way to learn a language? To immerse yourself in a language. So I went to Japan. I was stationed in Japan. When I was stationed in Japan, everybody else lived on base. I lived off base with the Japanese. I was speaking fluent Japanese in a month. You ever go to a store and you can't even read the signs? I couldn't even read the packages of the food. You know how fast I picked up Japanese when I started buying the wrong stuff, when I started driving in the wrong direction? I learned quickly, konnichiwa. I learned really, really quickly some of the Japanese language because I had to learn it to survive. If you're walking in the desert and you don't have no water, you will think of a way to find it. That's the way the brain works. It is impossible to present a problem to the brain, and the brain, the universe, doesn't figure it out. This is scientifically impossible. So that tells me if you have a problem, you have not presented it to God, who is what we call brain or mind or ether or thought or thin air or the void or space or nothingness. Let me say that again. The only way a problem can exist for time is if you don't give it to God. It is scientifically proven to be mentally impossible to put someone in an environment and they don't figure out a way to overcome that environment. They overcome the environment or they quit. Put a rat in the maze. This is called Maslow's theory. Everybody's heard of Maslow. So if you got a poverty problem, you got a wealth problem, if you got a spiritual problem, that only reason the problem is existing is, number one, you got a poverty mindset, which means, for example, today's message. How do you monetize ether? Most people read that and know it came to their mind. They did not entertain the idea. They said it is impossible to monetize ether. They did not tune in to today's show. Why? Their brain told them it is impossible. You know the guy, the story of the guy that broke the four-minute mile. True story. Nobody could run a mile in the 4 minutes. Till one skinny guy ran out there and ran a mile in 3:59. Broke the record. Now, they said the next week, 10 people ran a sub-four-minute mile. All it takes is for one person to do the impossible, everybody else then, because mass consciousness, everybody else can do it now. It takes one person. Will you be the one? Everything is impossible until it is done. So I've done this. Now, everybody's heard the story that how I started my photography studio when I lived in New Mexico. I went to a photography studio, came up with the idea, thought about it, met a guy, wrote me a check with no amount. He just said, fill in whatever amount you needed. You ever get a check from somebody that signed and they tell you to write whatever number you want on that check? You know what that feels like? You know how many times that has happened to me? Do you know how many times that I've pulled money out of thin air and people tell me that it can't be done? And I do it every day. I just did it last week, $15,000 out of thin air. 5 minutes before I did a show and came up with the idea, I didn't have the 15 grand. A few minutes after doing the show and talking about the idea, I had 15 grand. One idea. Virgin Mobile, he wanted 10 million. He came up with an idea, 2.5. And the story goes on and on. There's a plethora of people who pull money out of thin air. Your ideal, which is thin air, is just a thought. It's just a frequency. It's just a wave. It's just a vibration. But guess what? Something is preventing you from thinking. You know the hardest thing in the world to do is to think? If you want something that you've never had, you've got to do something that you've never done. It is easy just to stop and not do anything. Right now, everybody should listen to this show, you should take out a sheet of paper and you should just start writing down ideals. First of all, what do you want? Okay, you want 10 grand for what? You want 10 grand just to blow it? The brain is not going to help you. If you come up with a purpose-based ideal, which again, that goes without saying. If you're listening to my show, you know I don't create stuff to be created. I only do purpose-based production. That goes without saying on this show. See, it's easy to give up and to decide, oh, this is too hard to do when it ain't your purpose. See, it's easy to stay in your comfort zone when it ain't your purpose. It's easy to keep doing what you've always done, hoping to create something different out of your life when you don't have purpose. But when you have purpose, you cannot sit still, because purpose drives you. Purpose motivates you. Purpose empowers you. Purpose informs you. Purpose instills value in you. Purpose gives you self-worth. Purpose gives you self-confidence. Purpose gives you self-motivation. Purpose requires you to move. Purpose requires you to go talk to somebody that you've never seen. Purpose requires you to stay up late. Purpose makes you get up early. Purpose makes you lose sleep. Purpose makes you stop eating. Purpose will change your life, brothers and sisters, because purpose is principles that brings about a process, that brings about a product, that leads to a profit, that develops prosperity, that results in peace of mind. You see, my brothers and sisters, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. There's a lot of insane people out there. All you got to do, my brothers and sisters, is one thing, one thing, one thing. What's that one thing? You have to think. You have to think that what you want is possible. That's it. That's the secret. That's the smoking gun. You can do in 60 minutes what you've never done in your entire life if you believe it's possible. That's how fast it happens for me. The moment I write it down and I believe, then I achieve. That's how fast it happens. What would it take for you to have the money that you need to go all out? What will it take? How much money will it take, brother? How much money will it take, sister, for you to go all out? 100%. No safety net. Brothers and sisters, the only thing missing in your life right now is belief. How do you change your belief? By attending or surrounding or involving yourself in people who believe like you. That's why people go to church. The only reason that people go to church is so that mass consciousness can rub off on them. So what if you got a church of wealth? What if you got a church of health? What if you got a church of wisdom? That's what I've created with the Wealth Creation Mastermind Group. That is the only thing that's missing in your life, is that you need to be around somebody. So when you start thinking negative thoughts and your brain tells you, you can't call me. Anybody listening to this show, when you have a bad day, call me. Call me. Your day will stop being bad. I guarantee within the first 5 minutes of talking to me on the phone. So everybody inside of the Wealth Creation Mastermind Group, you got my personal phone number. You can call me 24/7, 365. Now, if you call me with some BS, the next time you call me, you're going to get my voicemail. But if you're serious about changing your life, everybody has my personal phone number that can call me anytime, because I don't play when it comes to destroying demons. Because they are here to destroy, and they tried to destroy, and they almost succeeded in destroying me. So I take pleasure in destroying strongholds. And the only way that you can do it is through an online community that can give you a supportive environment that will foster your dream. You are going at it alone. You will fail miserably, because one, standing alone is easily defeated. Two, standing back to back can conquer. And three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. It is the law of exponentiality, the law of large numbers. If you can understand that, and that's a whole other topic,